with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez waiting on hold right now. The iconic supermodel, Naomi Campbell. What's going on, Naomi?
I'm good, thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you very much. And it's a big night tomorrow. You return to the Fox series star. Who's your character on the show, for those not familiar?
Who's my character is Rose Crane. I play the mother of Alexandra, and my husband is Roland Crane, who's Lenny Kravitz, and Alexandra is Ryan Destiny. And it's a very turbulent relationship, family, and basically I'm struggling to kind of get my daughter back. I kind of lost her, and her passion is she wants to be a singer like her father.
Is your character a positive influence on her daughter, or does she cause more drama?
My daughter, basically, even though she's got two great parents, we've kind of like, she feels that she's been neglected, so you know, I'm trying to make up for lost time, basically, as her father is never around. So she does cause drama, but it's drama that's understandable. So I'm basically just trying to be the mother that I never was.
Drama coming from a good place. I get it. And the cast, like you mentioned, is really impressive.
The cast is wonderful. Queen Latifah is amazing. Working with E. Daniels is wonderful. Benjamin Bratt, Jude Foremost is amazing, who plays Star. Everyone, it's such a great set to be on. Everyone's very relaxed and chilled, and you know, everyone wants this to really be a great show, so everyone does their utmost best.
And congrats, the show's already been picked up for season two, so looking forward to seeing more of you next season. Do you know what to expect?
Thank you. I'm very happy set for Lee and Queen Latifah, and I'm just happy to be part of another Lee Daniels production and that it's doing really well, and so happy to be part of it.
And Naomi, any other acting projects coming up that you're looking forward to, perhaps?
We're looking at things. I mean, it's very, you know, I don't really want to play myself in most things, because I think if you start to play, like working with Lee Daniels and Ryan Murphy, you want to find things that are more challenging. So, you know, I try to stay away from things that play myself, unless it's something comedic. I really don't want to play myself. I just don't want to be like, you know, it's more fun to be something else.
Got it.
For everybody.
Well, next month marks the 25th anniversary of Michael Jackson's single In the Closet, and you, of course, starred in the video.
Is it really?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't seem that long, but it you know.
Just my God.
Classic video right there.
My gosh.
What do you remember about that shoot?
I have such vivid memories because it was such a great, in La Quinta, Palm Springs. And, I mean, when Herb Brooks called me, I couldn't believe it. And Sandy Gallen was Michael's manager at the time. And we just had so much fun. Like, Michael and I played so many pranks on each other. And then we played pranks on the crew. We got tons of whipped cream. We put ourselves in, like, camouflage. We basically had whipped cream fights. And it was like sort of water pistols. And it was just a lot of fun. It was great to be in the desert. And then we did My Dinner with Michael Jackson for MTV. And they did a big circus tent. I got to work with an absolute genius, an icon that will never be again. And I always have to pinch myself and say, did I really get to work with Michael? And did I really get to have him, know him as a friend? And he was a genius. He was very smart, too. He knew everything. He was very shrewd. Don't be mistaken.
That's awesome.
And the talent of what we all know is just, there's nothing else. I'm never going to see that again. And, you know, it's such a blessing to be able to be on the same episode with Paris. And I met Paris when she was younger. I had tea with Michael with his kids, and they were so polite and so sweet.
Wow.
So I wish her so much success in her career.
Yo, wow, yeah. So Paris Jackson is in the episode. Wow. Wow, that's great, Naomi. You know, I was just having this conversation, coincidentally, the other day. Your era, when you came in the 90s, the term supermodel really came to be. And it seems like that that was the that was justified, and that was an era that I don't think could be ever duplicated again, because this era's supermodels don't seem like women to me. Does that make sense?
They don't seem as iconic.
They don't seem as iconic as classic beauty is more.
You're saying that. I'm just listening.
No, but honestly, you can't repeat
history and errors. And I think, you know, everything has to evolve and change. Well, I'm so grateful to come up with a group of women and designers that I came up with. And I'm able to still, some of the designers are no longer with us, but I'm able to still call a lot, and photographers, I'm still able to call a lot of those people my friends that I see. Like, for instance, I was with Marc Jacobs and Steve Mizell last night, and Anna Sui. Any people have been in my life since I'm 16 years old, and they know me so well. And it is, you make a family outside of your family. And, you know, I'm there for the young girls, like, you know, Golden Barbie, Jasmine Saunders says, oh, I have a Victoria's Secret show. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to help you. I want you to get this casting. I'm very open to helping the new girls learn how to walk, or they ask me any questions, I'm happy to pass advice. And I'm also very blessed to be still working till this day, which is, I always thank God every day, and be, you know, working with the same people and being able to still be in this business, which has been really good to me.
Yeah, and you continue to look amazing. Congrats on everything.
Mario, we have time for just one more question.
Okay, well, let him please ask the question and we'll wrap up. Thank you.
We were just going to wrap it up. I just want to remind everyone that Star airs Tuesdays on Fox, and you can follow her on Twitter at Naomi Campbell. Thank you so much for calling in, Naomi.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a great day.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!